is Twig, This Week in Congregate, the show that's wasting your time telling you about how to waste your time. Episode 5, To Spoil or Not to Spoil. Hello, I'm Mishum.
And I'm Mircea.
And we're here to discuss the badges of the week, some of the fresh games, and then we'll talk about our favorite games.
This was kind of a slow week for badges, since we only got 3 from the Greg. Starting off with Bela Kovac and the Trail of Blood. Did you play it?
Yep, I play all the games that have badges. This one was an interesting adventure game. The photos were quite nice. I think this is what makes it stand out from the rest of the games. Having photos in an adventure game really makes it pop.
There are actually edited scenes, because I highly doubt they actually killed the girl to make the game. At least I hope so.
Wait, what?
They're not photos.
Oh, of course they are photos. It's like they're photos of sets. They made some sets and they took photos of the sets.
Oh, like the movies.
Yeah. I mean...
Okay.
Of course it's not a real murder. That would be silly.
Well...
Like, here's all the evidence to find the actual murderer. We're just gonna put it in a game for the police to find it on Congress.
Are we going to spoil the trick here of the game?
Which one?
Because he's, you know, he's a...
Well, you can figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah, but at the beginning I got kind of this adventure game feeling where you don't know what's happening or how the hell did he jump from the second floor.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, yeah. Then we won't spoil it. I'll edit and beep everything out.
Oh, you can beep it, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Well, anyway, it's a great game, but I really missed maybe some voice acting would have been nice, and maybe a longer story, because I finished everything in 30 minutes, I guess.
I kind of like the stories, but the story in general, but some of the particular puzzles were really annoying, like looking for those really small bottles or guessing the passwords in the computer. Like, they didn't really need to do that. They kind of took your attention off the game. I actually had to look for a picture of all where all the stupid bottles were, because I couldn't find all of them.
Oh, I see. Well, I had no trouble finding the bottles, but what really annoyed me was the code that you had to enter towards the end of the game.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why adventure games do this, because they have this really nice flowing story, and they just break it with 5 minutes of guesswork. They shouldn't do that. But oh well, I guess he was hardcore enough to make up for that.
Moving on, we're going to be talking about a strange game that claims llamas only see when they run. Is that true? Is that a fact?
Only see colors when they run.
Only see colors when they run. Is that a fact?
Technically also when they fall, I guess.
Does that make sense to you, first of all?
Because they have to move fast, and it doesn't matter in which direction.
But does it make sense?
Oh, I don't think llamas can only see colors.
Well, llamas. Believe it or not, I actually researched prior to playing the game, because I said to myself, if this is a phony, I will not play the game, I refuse.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have actually made an excellent troll. But I've checked some so-called facts on the internet.
There are no facts on the internet.
Well, we all know that's a lie, but it's an accepted lie.
Okay.
The internet says that llamas only see colors when they run, because they can only perceive the colors if their blood flow is really high, if their heart rate is really high. So
Oh. It
kind of makes sense. In it's a great explanation for it, but then it's a 50-50 explanation, because I found other websites that claim that llamas can see colors all the time, and some llamas are actually annoyed by some colors.
Interesting. I guess you can't really ask them. How do they even research this? How do you know if a llama sees colors?
I don't know.
I guess it's all the science people.
Yeah.
But anyway, the game is awesome.
I found it a little bit too easy, to be honest.
Easy? Yeah. Well, at the beginning it's kind of hard.
Not really. I mean, it's a grinding game. I look at it as a grinding game, and you just miss the first few turns, you upgrade yourself, and then after a few upgrades, you kind of kick ass.
Yeah, that's true. But it's not easy. I think it's more for a... So it's not made for difficulty, it's just made for the nice effect that you get colors while running faster,
Yeah.
and that's actually really nicely done.
It is, and I quite appreciated it as a story background of the game. The fact
Well,
that
it's still no Cannibal though.
it's no Cannibal. The fact of the matter is, I actually played Cannibal right after this game, and it's a different game.
Yeah.
Moving on to Elephant Quest.
Now that's a nice game.
No, that's an excellent game. It's
Yeah.
Sushi Cat meets those other cute elephant games that we used to, with achievements that we used to play in the past. Remember those?
Yeah.
Can you
But it
see
also meets questing
Yes.
and awesome weaponry. Like you get 5 mini elephants that shoot lasers. There's nothing cooler than that.
It's like a discotheque when you shoot all five of those.
Yeah, discotheque. That's a word.
Yeah, it's a word.
Okay.
Seriously.
Okay. I actually didn't get to finishing the game because I really want to get all the balloons before finishing it.
Well, I finished it and I got all the balloons.
Yeah.
And it's quite an awesome story and an awesome ending. It's really, and I haven't confirmed this yet because, well, there's not enough evidence that I could find, but I'm convinced that the Sushi Cat artist drew this game. I'm actually convinced because it feels the same thing, like the same shapes and cuddliness of the Sushi Cat game is in this game.
Okay, well, artists can also borrow from each other. It's not like they're the fairest of trades.
You know, when you copy someone's style, you can't really get it right the first time, and this game
Yeah.
just nails it.
Oh, and another thing about this game, which I really like, and I hope more people use this, is the upgrade system, which is kind of taken from Final Fantasy 11, 12 or something. And I really like it. You get this map of upgrades, and you can choose to go in directions. Did you enjoy this? Did you know about this style?
I didn't know about it prior to this game. I'm not sure if I enjoyed it, but I was not annoyed by it.
I like it a lot more than regular. You put points in upgrades, because this is like you have to work towards a goal, which you can see.
Yeah. It makes you think about your upgrades a lot more than just picking your favorite perk and upgrade
Yeah,
that.
exactly.
Let's talk about the ratings for these games. So Bella Kovach and the Trail of Blood, what's your rating?
That's a solid 4.
A 4 for me as well, because I really liked the photos.
But it can be better.
That's why I gave it a 4. If it had audio, I mean voice acting, it would have had a 5.
Well, actually, I don't care as much about voice acting, but the annoyingness, nah.
What about Fade? What's the rating for Fade?
This is actually a really old game. It only got badges now, I don't know why. But I can't remember the rating that I gave it. I think it's something like 5.
I gave it a 3 because of two reasons. One, it was a bit slow for me. I mean, I compared it to Cannibal, and Cannibal played faster than this one, probably because
Well,
of darkening
it's a
of the scenes.
llama.
No, slow as in the game mechanics and the game engine.
I get it.
The other drop was because it was too e I felt that it was too easy.
Well, I actually liked it. It's cute.
I like it as in it's cute, but not as in it's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's not awesome.
Right. And what's your rating for Elephant Quest?
Solid 5, even though I didn't even finish it.
I gave it a 5 just after playing it for 2 minutes, and I realized this is Sushi Cat with elephants.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to Fresh Games of the Week.
Here's a nice game that was on the Hot New Games page for a while, but didn't get badges yet, because I hope it really does, which is Pigskin Fly. I think you'd like the art too, because it's also with cuddly animals. And
First of all, let's make it clear that I did not play this game, and if I would, I would probably first research Wikipedia if things can actually fly.
well, in this in the game, they have to drink a rainbow potion to do that. So,
Yeah, I can't find that in the supermarket.
rainbow potion, they're everywhere. Anyway, so it's awesome because You really get to work in a team with yourself. It implies time travel and multiple cursors.
Like Chrono Trigger?
It's almost like Chronotron, but
Nice.
you it's with the cursors.
Oh, nice.
Instead of controlling the robot, it records your mouse movements and then plays it back, and then you have to cooperate with yourself.
Well, in the past, there was another game like this with cursor recording and there's a lot of levels.
Oh yeah, where you had to, and then the trick was that you had to play it backwards. Yeah, but this is actually, I think it's different. It's really cool.
But it's a nice idea. I'm gonna try it. I'm really gonna
Yep,
try
it's a nice puzzle game, and it's also cute because it's with cuddly pigs. It's kind of
it.
easy.
Right. The game that I played of the higher rated games last week is Upgrade Complete 2.
Oh my God, have I been waiting for this? How is it?
Well, I liked up the first Upgrade Complete, not too much as a shooter because nobody can beat Frantic in my eyes.
Well, I actually hated Frantic.
But I like the first game, and I like this one a little bit as well, but not too much. Here's the reason. The game is so focused on upgrades that in order to enjoy it, you have to slowly upgrade everything. I am a grinder by heart, and I immediately upgraded everything that I could. And I find myself at the end of the game, 1 hour and a half later, everything is upgraded, and I'm just shooting things now.
Oh, you mean you skipped steps?
I didn't skip steps, I just upgraded everything instantly. And I really wish there was a feature like you could downgrade stuff in order to enjoy the game. Because, for example, there's a game music, right? And if you only upgrade it with 1 star, there's this guy singing. Literally, there's a
Oh my
guy
God.
singing the game
Oh,
music. It's
that's
so awesome.
awesome.
And then if you upgrade it for the next star, it's like a chime thing, like I don't know, somebody playing instruments. And the final upgrade, the third star of the upgrade and the last one is an actual, like
Music.
game sound. So every single piece of the game is thought out like that. But when you just skip upgrades, when you upgrade everything
But
instantly,
that's the thing, you shouldn't skip upgrades.
I didn't know that. I just wanted to upgrade everything because in the first game that's how it was. You just upgraded everything. Everything was awesome anyway. You didn't miss out on anything. Now you're missing out, so be aware. Don't upgrade everything. Oh. And this is a major spoiler. I'm not gonna spoil it. I'm just gonna say my most favorite upgrade is heart rate. It doesn't do anything in the game. But it's my favorite. You're gonna
Oh,
have to play.
now you make me play it.
You're gonna have to play it to see what I mean.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that was our fresh games of the week.
So, now to A Link to the Past. Have you played any older games lately?
Yeah, I've been replaying Sonic. Well, sort of replaying because I never finished it.
I never finished it either.
Not even the storyline?
Well, I finished the storyline, but there's this awesome ninja dude that you have to defeat, and I never got to do that.
I didn't get there yet, but I finished the storyline, and I actually expected it to be faster because the first time I played it, I got to the third zone, and I was like, "Man, if I'm gonna do this endurance badge, it's probably 5 zones ahead, and I'm not gonna finish it this time." But now I decided I'm gonna play it twice a week and until I finish it. And after zone 3, I was like, "Really? That was it? I could have finished it the first time, just a few more battles."
Yeah.
Indeed, after that, you have more awesome upgrades, and you have a lot of new characters that you can play all at once. You can mix and match, and you have to defeat a really, really big boss. I mean, I think there's more than just one. I think there's like 4 big bosses.
Yep, that's the one I didn't kill.
That's it for this week in Congregate. We hope you like the show, and see you on the forums.
Bye.
Bye. This week in Badges, we only have 3 new games, and we're going to be talking about all of them. Wow, this is really bad.